This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Commuters in London know this warning.
Mind the gap, please.
Mind the gap, a reminder in the subway here not to stumble into the gap between the platform and the train. This week from London, we're minding the gap, minding the chasm, really, between rich and poor in this city, with lessons over the pond in the United States. London is home to 72 billionaires, many of them from foreign countries, with second homes in this city. They include Indian steel magnates, Russian energy oligarchs, and Greek shipping tycoons. London has more billionaires than any other city on the planet. New York has a paltry 48. But the figures underline concern about growing income inequality in Britain. In the first of several reports looking at this from different angles this week, Marketplace's veteran correspondent Stephen Beard has been talking to one of London's super rich in the exclusive district of Mayfair.
For London's most affluent, the ultimate watering hole, a wine store stocked with some of the world's finest vintages.
This is the 2004 Alzero Cabernet Franc from Giuseppe Quintarelli.
Where the sales assistants are all connoisseurs who sharpen their palates with regular tastings.
It's kind of an explosion of fruit flavors, but it's very harmonious. It's
the store belongs to a former Russian oligarch, Evgeny Chikvakin. He named the shop simply, unashamedly, Hedonism.
It's very ancient philosophy that the most moral thing in life to have a pleasure.
In this store, that can cost big money.
This is the vault. This is where we
in the vault, Chikvakin stores his most expensive wine, including some Chateau d'Yquem 1811 at a truly eye-popping price.
$160,000 per bottle.
I don't expect you've sold many of those.
It's just a few bottles left in the vault, and I'm sure that we'll sell it. We have two different customers who are thinking about to buy that.
His shop is ideally located in London's richest neighbourhood, just off Berkeley Square, which has a GDP of a small country. But isn't Chikvakin ever so slightly concerned about London's growing inequality?
It's not so terrible, like in Russia or like in Venezuela. Poor people in the UK, they have hot food, clear water and a TV and a mobile phone.
They're not really poor, you're saying?
They're not really poor, like Russian poor people.
And Chikvakin begrudges paying what he calls crazy taxes to fund the benefits of Britain's idle poor.
A lot of them do nothing, but our shop creating a lot of taxes for them do nothing.
He's ticked off that if he does sell that one bottle of Chateau d'Yquem, the sales tax alone will keep two or three people on welfare for a year. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.